Weighing security in the virtual world against security in the physical world. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Tracy Samuelson in for Molly Wood. Law enforcement officials in the U.S., U.K., and Australia, including U.S. Attorney General William Barr, wrote an open letter to Facebook last week asking it to hold off on plans to expand end-to-end encryption in Facebook Messenger. It's kicked off a heated debate about privacy and public safety. Organizations like the ACLU, Human Rights Watch, and the Freedom of the Press Foundation responded with a letter of their own, urging Facebook to move ahead, arguing encryption actually boosts public safety and democratic values. Matthew Green teaches cryptography at the Johns Hopkins Information Security Institute. He says this tug between privacy and public safety dates back decades, but is newly urgent.
You know, up until just a few years ago, we didn't even think about this problem because almost nobody was encrypting anything. Very recently, services like WhatsApp and Apple's iMessage have started using encryption by default. And all of a sudden, law enforcement, has sort of realized that this is potentially a threat to their ability to kind of do wiretapping and accessing data using the tools they've kind of become accustomed to. And so there's a request, at least from the law enforcement community, to do something about this, to weaken or limit encryption to some extent.
Yeah. So is there a way that information could be both encrypted and private while still being accessible to law enforcement for public safety uses when it needed to be?
So that's kind of the holy grail. It's kind of like asking for a cake that, you know, tastes delicious and is wonderful, but won't make you gain weight. Everybody wants to build that thing. Nobody is, you know, against it. It's just that every time we've tried it, and people have been trying since the 90s, it hasn't worked. It's had some kind of fatal flaw. The result is that everybody is very nervous about this. The government won't propose anything. They want industry to do it, and industry doesn't really know how to do it. So we're kind of at an impasse as a result.
So where do you think this is going, or how do you think that this might play out, this question of government access versus encryption?
I mean, this is a debate that's been going on since the 90s. It's been a kind of repeated question. It comes up, the government says we want to have access to this kind of encryption, and so far, the general decision the public has made is the answer is no, right? We have law enforcement. We have traditional ways to do law enforcement, and we'll sort of take our chances. What's different here is that now there are a lot more people using encryption than we've ever had before, and it's really, this whole thing is actually coming to a head. So what's the future? I don't know. I mean, we could end up in a world where this kind of encryption is illegal, and it really depends on, you know, what happens in Washington, D.C.,
Matthew Green at Johns Hopkins University. Matt and I also talked about how who builds our communication infrastructure could impact its security. The U.S. has been pushing allies to forego equipment from Chinese tech giant Huawei in building 5G networks, arguing it could create access for Beijing to spy on sensitive communication. And now for some related links. How do we know what we do know about the U.S. government's ability to surveil the online world? Well, a lot of it comes from documents Edward Snowden released more than 6 years ago. Matthew Green recently wrote a blog post about the legacy of those leaks. We'll have a link to that on our website. We'll also post the letter Attorney General Barr and his peers wrote to Facebook, along with the rebuttal from more than 50 security advocates. And finally, The Washington Post had an interesting analysis of one of the main arguments law enforcement uses to illustrate the need to delay encryption. I'm Tracy Samuelson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.